Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A local online travel company debuts on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange this morning. Kayak Software is offering shares at $26 apiece, putting the company's value at about $1 billion. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has the story of the company's long wait to go public.
Kayak's corporate headquarters are in Connecticut, but most of the staff, the company's technology center, is just west of Boston, in Concord. Ahead of today's IPO, Kayak employees have not been giving interviews. But a few months ago, co-founder Paul English talked to the website TechCrunch.
If you look at other travel websites, it's painful. Travel's supposed to be fun. The planning part and the booking part is awful, and the customer service. And so I think we are seen as the innovators within the space, and I just think there's a lot more opportunity to make things simpler, and that's what we're focused on doing.
Kayak.com aggregates hundreds of travel sites. Founded in 2004, it's popular among users because it's fast and easy to use. To reach those many users, travel providers pay to be included in the website's search results. That's different from many of Kayak's competitors. They make most of their money off commissions when people book travel. While the growing online travel market has been good for the company, the IPO market has not.
Kayak is really one of the companies that suffered as a result of the Facebook debacle.
That's David Menlo of IPOfinancial.com. He says Facebook's disappointing public offering has scared away many individual investors who would have been interested in a tech company. So Menlo says Kayak is going public with a relatively small number of shares to ensure there's enough demand rather than waiting for investors to get their appetites back.
It's important to realize that the company first filed to come public in November of 2010.
That's a long wait for a company trying to go to the next level. In the meantime, other travel websites such as TripAdvisor and Newton have been growing, meaning Kayak has stronger competitors.
It's been doing really well, but it has a lot of challenges ahead for itself.
Ali Navid is an analyst at the Boston research firm Trefis. He says Google is rolling out its own travel search product after buying ITA software in Cambridge 2 years ago. Navid says the online travel market has plenty of room to grow, so Kayak still has plenty of potential.
A lot to do with innovation and, you know, product enhancement. So as long as they're able to provide like a user-friendly option to customers, they'll maintain a competitive edge.
Kayak's IPO may also have a positive ripple effect for the local economy. Venture capital firms that invested in Kayak have been waiting for years to cash out. By selling part of the company on the public markets, some of those dollars will be available to invest in new startups. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.